Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Monday, August 15th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declares a state of emergency for four Michigan counties after a water main break, a wildfire closes campgrounds and trails at Isle Royale National Park, and a Spanish tall ship is making a special stop in Bay City. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency Sunday for four counties following Saturday's water main break that resulted in the Great Lakes Water Authority issuing a boil water advisory for several communities by declaring a state of emergency for Lapeer, Macomb, Oakland, and St. Clair counties. Whitmer has made available all state resources in cooperation with local response and recovery efforts, according to the Sunday news release from the governor's office. The water main break was discovered early Saturday morning near a Lake Huron water treatment plant. The declaration authorizes the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division to coordinate and maximize state efforts to assist. The initial Saturday morning advisory about those impacted by the leak included 935,000 people in 23 communities. However, communities in the Flint area and others were removed that received drinking water from Genesee County. The break was in a 120-inch water transmission main that distributes finished drinking water from the Lake Huron Water Treatment Facility to communities in the northern part of the Great Lakes Water Authority's drinking water service area in Metro Detroit. Several campgrounds and trails in Michigan's Upper Peninsula remain closed after a wildfire ripped through the area on Saturday, burning around 10 acres. The cause of the fire at Isle Royale National Park remains under investigation, according to a Sunday press release from National Park Services. No injuries were reported. On Saturday, park staff received reports of a plume of smoke coming from an apparent wildfire burning in the area of Three Mile Campground. Isle Royale firefighters responded to the area and discovered a small fire burning at the junction of the Tobin Harbor Trail and Mount Franklin Trail. The initial assessment measured the fire at about 5 acres. Visitors were evacuated from several areas. Later in the day, the fire grew to roughly 10 acres to help prevent further spread until additional help arrived. A single-engine air tanker from Minnesota dropped 4,000 gallons of water on the fire late in the afternoon. A new update on the fire was not immediately available Monday morning. Fans of historical sailing ships won't be completely out of luck this year, even though Bay City's annual Tall Ship Celebration was canceled for 2022. A historical replica of a 1500s European ship is planning to dock in Bay City this month for special tours and photo opportunities. The Neo Trinidad is set to arrive in Bay City on August 18th. The ship will be docking at Uptown at 1 East Main Street in Bay City and is expected to stay open for tours until August 21st. The ship is currently on the 2022 Great Lakes Tall Ship Tour. The Trinidad is a replica of the flagship of the Magellan-Elcano expedition that led to the first circumnavigation of the globe. Five ships departed as part of the Armada del Maluco, led by explorer Ferdinand Magellan back in the 1500s. However, only two survived the voyage, one of which was the original Trinidad. The ship was built by the Neo Victoria Foundation, which is a nonprofit entity that specializes in building replicas such as the Trinidad and sailing them around the world for guests and visitors to experience a slice of history. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.